The first major group of Fort Wainwright Stryker Brigade soldiers returned to Fairbanks yesterday following a year-long deployment to Afghanistan. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
A massive flag and sign-waving family and friends assembled inside a post hangar to welcome home about 200 Stryker soldiers. Stryker Sergeant Patrick Dobbins expressed mixed emotions about being among the first of about 4,000 Fort Wainwright Strykers to get home from Afghanistan.
It feels great. We got a lot of guys still over there right now. Hope for a safe return for those guys. Just glad to see my family again. This is my little boy, 6 months old. Last time I seen him was when I was on leave. Made it home for his birth. Hey, look how big he is now.
Sergeant Dobbins' wife, Brittany, smiled as her husband held the baby.
Amazing. I love it. I'm so excited.
She says the toughest part of the year-long deployment was solo parenting.
Just having a newborn and him being gone and not being there to experience all of that stuff.
Many soldiers' families expressed relief about their loved ones' return from Afghanistan. Karen Cummings was there to greet her son. She and daughter Samantha traveled from California for the long-anticipated homecoming.
So excited.
Heart is pounding.
Can't describe it.
It is. It's exhilarating. It's exciting. We're so proud. We're proud, and we just want them all to come home.
The Cummings say the hardest part about the deployment was limited communications and not knowing exactly what was happening in Afghanistan. Stryker wife and the mother of three young kids, Sheena Stricker, says the deployment was much tougher than her husband's previous tour in Iraq.
In Afghanistan, it's been like really a lot more dangerous. It's been more stressful this time around. And of course, they don't get as much. And so he didn't have as much privacy. He wasn't able to talk on the phone or be on the internet as much. And so it was just very limited. And so it kind of affected us a little bit more at home.
Stricker says the family's looking forward to time together like snowboarding in Fairbanks and a vacation to Hawaii. It's not a happy ending for some Stryker families. The brigade lost 21 soldiers, most in roadside bomb attacks during the year-long deployment. Others were injured. The transition home can be challenging for soldiers coming out of the war zone, but a lot of resources are there to help. Tanya Schamberg with Midnight Sun Service Dogs attended the homecoming ceremony accompanied by a six-month-old Newfoundland dog named Romeo. Schamberg says service dogs like Romeo are trained to assist soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
He'll provide tactile stimulation. He will help them work through anxiety attacks, panic attacks. He will eventually be able to alert them before they have a nightmare, during the nightmare. It's a pretty amazing thing that they do.
Schamberg, whose husband is deployed with the Stryker Brigade, says service dogs are matched up and permanently placed with soldiers in need. Stryker Brigade members will continue returning from Afghanistan to Fort Wainwright over the next several weeks. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.